Life Changing Tick Bite by Carol Coulter. On one of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri's Saturday morning Zoom calls, which we started since the COVID outbreak, the topic of insect bites came up. It was suggested that I write an article telling my story. So here it is. On Thursday, May 28, 2020, I was sitting in my living room when all of a sudden my legs started itching like crazy. I pulled on my pants leg, expecting to see a huge mosquito bite, but instead found a tick. I've had tick bites before, but never one like this. I took a picture of it with my iPhone before we removed it so we could look up what kind it was. It was dark brown in color and had a white spot on its back. It was a perfect match to the Lone Star tick. We found that this tick was not indigenous to our area, but could cause some nasty diseases, one being an allergic reaction to mammalian meat. I went to the doctor the next day to have it checked out because the area was getting red and feverish, plus we were leaving Saturday to visit the grandkids in Florida. I told them what kind of tick it was and even showed the picture to the nurse. The doctor and the nurse both kept referring to it as a deer tick, which it was not. The doctor thought it had caused a skin irritation and gave me an antibiotic, clindamycin HCL. And by the way, he said that there has never been a case of Lyme disease in this area, which I know not to be true, as I know of two people in this state that have had it. This did not bode well for my confidence in his diagnosis and treatment plan. On Saturday, I went to urgent care because it appeared to be getting worse, and we were leaving Florida later that day. I was told to keep the antibiotic and was given a cream for the itch. I decided to play it safe and ate only chicken or fish on our drive down. I figured traveling down the highway was not where I wanted to discover I had any type of allergy. When we got to Florida on Monday afternoon, I went straight to an urgent care because by now my leg had a very large, bright red area about the size of the palm of my hand. It was still warm to the touch, very itchy, sort of rough textured, and had a couple of spots in the center resembling blisters. The doctor told me I was given the wrong antibiotic. He put me on a steroid, prednisone, and a different antibiotic, doxycycline mono, for 10 days. I also had the pleasure of getting an injection of both before leaving his office. Within 24 hours, I was seeing improvement. It helped that he listened to me as far as identifying it as the Lone Star tick and that it was more prevalent in the area. The doctor thought that this should keep me from getting the allergy, but I thought I had read that proper treatment had to be gotten within a certain time frame, and by my calculations, I wasn't sure if I had made it or not. I had one or two meals containing beef and dairy, but decided to play it safe until I got back home. We got back home on Tuesday, June 9, and I made an appointment for Friday the 12th to see Dr. Franzese, an allergy specialist who was actually the author of one of the articles I had read about the tick. So on Friday, I went to the doctor's office and learned a few more things about the tick. I found that people with type B blood have a lesser chance of getting the allergy, while type A have an increased chance. Yay me, I am type A. It also makes a difference if you are the tick's first host or what the tick's previous host was. It's best to be its first meal. Also, the Lone Star tick is now considered more prevalent in Missouri. There is a blood test you can get to check for antibodies to see if you have the allergy. I had my blood drawn, however, it gets sent to the Mayo Clinic, so I had to wait 5 to 7 days for the results. If the results came back negative, I would retest in about 4 weeks to be sure. To ensure that there is not a false positive, the blood is tested for an allergy to beef, pork, and dairy, as well as the antibodies for alpha-gal, alpha-galactose, which causes the allergy. I continued my diet of poultry and fish until the results came back. I got the blood test results back on June 17, and unfortunately, I am positive for the allergy. I am unable to eat mammalian meat, beef, pork, etc., or dairy for at least 2 years. My levels were low, so the doctor doesn't believe I would have a severe or life-threatening reaction, but wants me to stick to fish and poultry and to be careful of cross-contamination. I can be retested in 6 months, so here is hoping for a better test result next time. Looks like poultry and fish are in my immediate future. Looking for any new ideas on how to fix chicken, haha. I want everyone to know about this tick because, as I mentioned before, it can create a condition called alpha-gal syndrome, which is the allergy to mammalian meat and dairy. The allergy can be severe enough to cause anaphylactic shock. Unlike other food allergies, you may not have a reaction for 6 to 8 hours after eating the meat. It also may take a couple of weeks for the allergy to develop. Because of this delay, people don't always associate their unexplained allergy to meat back to the tick bite. Please use tick repellent and do tick checks. I got this from our backyard, where we have never had tick problems before.